In 1869, Wyoming Territory gave women the right to vote and to hold public office. Just a few months after the legislation passed, the state had its first woman office holder, and her story is one honored in the U.S. Capitol. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1869, Wyoming Territory was considering allowing women the right to vote. When a bill was passed in December of that year, some thought Governor John Campbell would veto it.
They don't think he's actually going to go through with this plan. They were trying to embarrass him. And he says, no, this is an excellent idea. Let's sign it. So he signs this bill, gives women the right to vote, but also to hold public office.
Joseph Ashman says there were people in the territory not happy with the governor's decision, including one man here in South Pass City, from where Joseph shares this story.
There's a man here who is the current justice of the peace, and he is not happy with this bill being signed. So as a result, he ends up resigning from his position.
The vacancy meant someone needed to be appointed to fill that position.
Esther Hobart Morris, who comes from back east, needs a job. She sees this job position opening up and she says, you know what? I can do that.
And she was appointed to that position. It was a newsworthy moment, with Wyoming giving women the right to vote, and Esther the first woman to hold judicial office in the country, and some say even the modern world.
By all counts, we hear that she's an extremely fair judge. She was the first female justice of the peace throughout the entirety of the United States, because Wyoming was the first place to not only give the women the right to vote, but also give them the right to hold public office.
In fact, Esther Hobart Morris is honored in Statuary Hall inside the U.S. Capitol for her noteworthy achievement. Joseph says there's one case she handled here that was quite intriguing.
The individual is brought before her for drunken disorderly conduct, and it's her husband. So she sends him over to the jail to sober up a bit.
Esther was Justice of the Peace for just 8 months, but her story is one that highlights women's rights that were gained throughout 19th century America. Traveling the countryside, in South Pass City, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.